Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Here we are, a beautiful August up here in Northern California, August 12th. Yeah, that's the date. This is Chuck Bartok speaking to you from Tehama County, just outside of Corning on the banks of the Sacramento River. We have had a little cooling trend the last couple of days. And actually, I see we do have I have a neighbor on the line, Donna Sutherland. She's about 30 miles north of me. But did you have that big lightning shower and rainstorm the other night?
Oh, definitely, yeah, for about an hour. And we got a half inch of rain during that hour. And
we just stood
at the window and watched because it was like watching somebody welding. You know, it wasn't sheets of lightning. It was just glowing. It was amazing.
Wow. And here we are back to 90-something and be up 98 tomorrow. And
we were just out chasing a rattlesnake here about 10 minutes ago,
I got to share a little anecdote to everybody. Saturday, when this occurred here near us, not Friday evening, we didn't get that. But we did have a thunder shower come along the river here. And we had a celebration of life in our clubhouse of a very dear friend. I met him when I moved to Northern California in 75. And we lived in Orland, and then we ended up living here. And George passed away, age 91. And so his, you know, we had the celebration of life, and I was talking about how irascible George was. I mean, this guy was just, you know, you just didn't want to ever cross George. And I was talking, sharing some anecdotes of life, and all of a sudden the sky opened up, and I said, "Oh, I better shut up. George is reacting to what I'm saying." So it worked out. Worked out pretty interesting, really, you know. But
never know.
Yeah. No, and George was a unique individual, very Greek. Grew up in Marysville, California, basically, which is, that doesn't mean much to some people, but I know it does to Donna because it's rich in history along the Feather River.
Yeah. Yeah.
And George was a scrapper and a body, you know, his physique was phenomenal at age 88, 89, and he started deteriorating quickly as he reached 90. But he a fierce competitor. He could still bowl a 250 at age 85, you know.
Wow.
just really, really what I would call a great human being. He and his wife were in the furniture business. And when I moved up here and met Shirley, who had two children, and here I had this huge empty ranch house. I had furniture for me and David, but I needed furniture. And when you're farming, you don't have weekly paychecks. I don't know if anybody knows that or not. But I needed furniture for my, all of a sudden, you know, triple in size family. So I went down to George's furniture store downtown, and he knew who I was. We were in the exchange club together, and I told him my plight, and he said, "You pick out what you need, and we'll work it out." And Dorothy, his lovely wife, ran the business, actually. Don't tell George that. But in those days, and it wasn't that many years ago, there were no credit cards or anything else. Dorothy had her little black book. And when you went in to make a payment when you could, she just took it off, and eventually you paid everything off. And, you know, I was very nostalgic about those days, which weren't that long ago. And that's the way I grew up in Chicago. That's the way everybody lived, you know. Nobody wrote checks. And if you didn't have the cash, the storekeeper would write it down in the book, right?
Right, yeah.
And nobody ever got stiffed. Isn't that weird?
No.
Isn't that weird?
And we did a barter system a lot of time when we lived in Ferndale over on the coast. You know,
right.
I had certain skills that other people could use and make them assign for a ton of hay or something, you know.
Right.
Just whatever was needed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good way to live. Hey, Jay just joined us, Jay Cadmus. Thank you for being here, Jay. He's going to be on a short string instead, and I think so are you, Jerry, aren't you?
Yes, I have to leave a little early. I'll just disappear.
Okay. Well, we are recording, and I kind of threw out a topic again, and then these other things came up, and one of the things, especially what Nancy and I went through in some conversation I had with Jay earlier, this website concept, since we try to make it the hub of our internet presence, we do need to be a little better trained ourselves. You know, we need to develop some skills that are not difficult, because Lordy, if I can do it, I make mistakes every day. But having that website in our control, I think, is very important. And we've tried to talk about things like that on this show. And one of the main things, of course, is, using tools that are approved. And this plug-in thing that we talked about before I started the show, there's just a gazillion plugins, and those are manufactured. Those are pieces of software manufactured by people from around the world. And some plugins work with everything, and some plugins will not work with the chosen theme, because the designer of the theme you have does not accept the CSS code or the HTML code of the plugin. And we have to be aware of these things. That's why it's important to visit our websites probably more than once a week. I know I visit a few every day. And there are some plugins that I feel are necessary. Akismet is number one. We use WordFence, which is a security plugin.
Excuse me, I have to leave the show. We have a rattlesnake.
Come back and report on it, okay, Kenya?
Okay, I will.
Thanks, Donna. Thank you.
Shoot that sucker. Don't shoot it.
No. Well, you know what? I'll tell you that. We had three here.
Got a hoe?
we had three in our neighborhood out by the river. We haven't had one back. We're a little bit away from that. But was it last year or the year before? Shirley went out and uncoiled the hose, and there was a baby coiled in around the hose. And one thing that we've learned, or all my life I've learned, is to be wary of them. I farmed in the desert, and I had sidewinders all over the place. And I think as long as we're aware of them and allow them to survive also, but we also have to use some common sense. I'm not a fan of running around killing them willy-nilly, but they're not something to fool around with. And especially if you have pets. If you have that nice house dog that's, your favorite buddy, your favorite fur friend, and they're out there sniffing, and if they're not outdoor savvy, which a lot of dogs aren't, it's not fun to see a dog get bit by a rattlesnake. And, it doesn't always end up in death. But where Donna lives, folks, up in Cottonwood, California, this is de rigueur. I mean, this is not anything new for them. I built some barns up in that area where you, in the morning, you can see four or five of them just kind of hanging out next to you, come out to warm up, as the sun comes up. So anyway, websites is what we were talking about. And Jerry, Donna is doing some work on your website. Is that correct? Or some image work?
Illustrating a children's book for me.
Oh, yes, that's her long suit.
And doing beautiful work, absolutely gorgeous. People that see the cover just go nuts over it.
Right. And what's the name of this new book, Jerry?
It's Mouse in the House. She subtitled it For the Love of Peanut Book.
Oh, really? I love it.
Yeah.
And it will have, it is text and illustrations then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Right. I wrote the text. I can't draw stick figures, so.
Neither
can I. I turn that over to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right. Well, she is a talented lady. Right. She is a very talented lady.
She is that.
And for those of you that haven't, we haven't mentioned Donna Setterlund. That's Setterlund. She has a beautiful website, DonnaSetterlund.com. She is an excellent writer, but her main talent over the years has been her just art, just a fabulous artist, and has a flair with drawing people. I love her work, and I'm sure that Jerry has felt the same way as he just mentioned. Getting back to websites and our presence on the internet, I started something 2 days ago. I followed on Facebook a friend's suggestion about a company called Booksy.com, Booksie.com. And they had a writer's contest, and I'm very suspicious of writer contests. you know, I'm sorry. But I clicked on the link, and I went to the website. I read the terms and conditions of the short story contest, and it is being judged by an author, and it costs $9.95 to enter. And what you do is, well, first you have to join Booksy.com, which can be a free member. After spending 2 hours there, I called Jim up and I said, hey, we're going to, I think it's $33 for the year or something. I mean, this is not big money, but it's money. Because there were features that I saw would be advantageous. So, but I'm not trying to sell people to, but this, that's what brought me in was the writing contest. And, you know, $1,500 first prize, $150 runner-up prizes. So we posted one of our previously published short stories on the website. And I'm hanging out there, and I said, well, why don't I put another short story up? And a couple minutes later, I put up another, not in the contest, just putting up short stories to be read by people from who knows where on this site, Booksy. Well, in 72 hours, we've had over 500 pages read by people who I don't know. You see what I'm trying to say? That's a whole new area of people. Now, you can put your book up chapter by chapter there. And also, if you go to, does everybody have a pencil? If you go to booksy.com/users, here, I'll put it in the chat room if anybody's on their computer. If you're not, then it doesn't do me any good to put it in the chat room. But I am going to put the link here. Anyway, booksy.com/users/James-Strauss 271293. And it took me about 5 minutes to set up this profile page. And what's neat is there's a news blurb that I can change. And then it features the short stories. I did put up one chapter of a book, profile. And then underneath that, you get to put your published books on Amazon there. So in a way, this is another source for people to go from here to Amazon, which isn't our favorite thing, but I don't mind. You know, this I'm surprised. Nancy, you've been over here, haven't you?
Yes. How'd you know that?
Well, because you.
Because you know I'm nosy.
Yeah, you're nosy. You know, you just won't never stay away.
No, I did go in to look because I knew that y'all hadn't done that I knew of before, and I was trying to figure out what it was all about. And I wasn't sure if it's a free site, right?
Yes, you can go there, and you know, I just gave you guys a link, and you're going to see Jim's things, and you can read his books, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, to give you an example, I'm looking at the statistics. We started on 8/9 in the afternoon. So that's how many days ago? Two, three. So far, we've had 207 people read, and they have read 300-plus pages.
Right.
Okay? Of the short stories. And what's interesting is I scroll down, and it tells me, for instance, the short story Herschel has had 104 pages read, Egress 88, Old Man's Christmas 40, Sunday 31. I just put Sunday up this morning. The Present we put up last night, 29, and The Treasure Pool I put up about 2 hours ago, and that's had 5.
Did you see the top where it's telling you you have a bronze rider badges up there? There's
We're just kind of wild, aren't we? But hey, guys, this is all in just, 72 hours, right?
Right. Now, the price is only if you enter the contest, right?
The $9.95 is if, and it's a short stories only.
And it can just be one. Well, see, I write, I have one. I thought about when I saw this Cedar Chest.
The Cedar Chest is great,
The blog one, not the book
one. Not the book itself.
But I'd have to probably, I don't know how long they have to be. I don't know how many words.
It just does, there's no restrictions on it.
Oh, really?
Just follow the yellow brick road, and you do have to upload a image that would be the cover.
Right.
And if you look at Jim's, you can see what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
and all I did was grab images off the blog posts.
Right.
Like if you look at the present, I don't know if you can see his. Anyway,
I'm looking.
And, so and they're just you images. The only one,
pardon me?
How do you spell me? Booksy? Because I'm getting a hairdresser.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. She's not available. BOOKSIE.com.
Okay.
IE. And then, of course, users, James Strauss. Or you can search for him on the search button up at the top. I'm only showing you this as to what we did in literally no time. You know what I mean?
Right. But, and these are great short stories that he has because I've read them before.
Yeah.
But I did go up there and I did go into the link because I knew it adds. I don't know if I got the last, I don't know if I did Egress or not, but those are, the Treasure Pool is one of my favorites.
The Treasure Pool. Here's the disappointing though. They do offer you the opportunity to add audio to it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get a hold of the principals here. There's no place to send them any, I haven't found it yet.
You did audio.
Yeah, but my audios are 10, 12 megabytes, and they want to keep them at 10 megabytes. Well, some stories you can't do an audio, and, you can't speed it up.
Right.
So I'm going to try to find out if, because I have audios for almost all these short stories. And, the whole idea, I'm just sharing it with the group here and people in the future. Unknown caller, who would that be? Who's
that would be me. I'm back. Got the snake.
Oh, you're back. Okay, unknown caller.
I'm just listening.
Now, Donna, you have some short stories, don't you?
Oh, I got stories coming out of my ears.
Okay, well, we were talking about the site Booksy.com, which we just went on 72 hours ago, actually less than 72 hours ago, and have had over 200 pages read. Without any major solicitation. And here's my summation right now. We are providing content for somebody else to make some money. Does everybody understand that? The owner of Booksy, praise the Lord, they're really nice people. But, of course, they're going to be paid based on the advertisements that they pick up on their site because they're getting a lot of content from people around the world for free. Plus, there are people like us who decided to go ahead and do the annual fee to give us more juice, you might say, more access to things, make things look prettier, okay? But it was modest cost. But we're giving them information for them to grow. We really want to have people come to our website. So today on the portfolio, what do you call it, the profile, and see, they're so clever, I put autographed book specials. For the past year, I have been offering autographed two-book specials on our website. Check them out. Well, I put the URL in properly, but they don't allow you. You have to copy and paste it. You see, I mean, it's not a hyperlink.
Oh.
Because they don't want you to leave their site. You see what I mean?
So, actually, how are you going to do that? Tell them to go to...
Well, if if you go to the page, Nancy Henderson's page, and Nancy puts in her news section, for the past year, you know, I've just started publishing books, and I do have special prices on my books on my website. You're going to type your website in, name in, HTTPS, jamesstrauss.com, books and things. It's not going to be hyperlinked, so if anybody's interested, they can very easily copy and paste it.
Right. They don't have a, you know, their Medium, I think is it Medium? Yeah. You have to find that link, little lazy eight thing up there and hit that before you can put in a link. It doesn't have one of those.
Right. No, they don't have that. But this is a new site. Again, I'm not a fan of Medium, but
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're trying to get people to come here to read and that's all right. As long as they're reading, that's.
Well, I don't think they made these statistics up. I don't know if anybody's impressed, but this old man is for putting up a few short stories starting at 5 o'clock on the 9th of August. And here we are, you know, 5 o'clock, the 12th of August. And have had over 200 people read almost 300 pages. See, my attitude is they're going to be curious, who is James Strauss? So maybe they go to Google, right, and look him up, and then all the stuff will show up. Now, what's interesting is Facebook has been the largest referrer, because we did post on Facebook, come to see us on book, you know what I mean. But Google search, raw search, has sent 10 people. Bing has sent 3.
So what's the name of the site again, Chuck?
Booksy, BOOKSIE.com.
SIE.com.
Mm-hmm.
IE.
Okay. IE. I mean, I had the same problem. I got lost.
Spelling never was my strong point, but that doesn't.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting take on the word book, you know, book.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So again, we built a profile, picture, history, you know, the whole thing. Writers online, yes. Edit news, edit pro. Oh, well, I'm looking at the, you know, our site, but view homepage. Let me see what it looks like from the people there. It says, oh, it tells me right here we had 783 total reads.
Wow,
that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
In 72 hours.
I would say that is.
Now, if you guys go there,
that's good to me.
I'm going to tell you something. If you go there and look up James Strauss, Strauss, like him, okay, and comment on some of his, especially if any of you folks also use the service. You see what I mean?
You have to sign up and pay to use the service to submit a story.
No. You. I understand that you can put a story in as a free member. A lot of the other bells and whistles aren't available. Does that make sense?
I don't have time for all the bells and whistles anyway, so that would be...
Well, I mean, here's what we did. We did August 10th a annual membership of $29.90. So that's how much we spent.
That's not bad.
No, I don't want to be facetious, and I'm not trying. You know, I am a very penurious person, as Nancy knows. I'm noted in my neighborhood as a cheapskate. But you know, $29.90. Our goal is to sell books, and the more exposure we have as the author, our stories and the website, it can't hurt.
Right.
Now, I had somebody said, well, I'm not going to pay somebody $29.90 so they can have my stuff on their website. Well, that's fine. I don't know if it's good or bad. But I'm sorry, guys. I'm impressed that in 72 hours, now they're telling me 783 people have read the few short stories that we had up there.
But yeah, to spend $30 to get 700 new readers, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but we're not going to spend any more money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. I know.
If I come back next week and there's 1,500 readers here, I haven't spent any more money.
Right.
Also, we as a community, we as friends, as Nancy so well does on Facebook, liking it, let's say everybody that's on this call was on Booksy, and I start commenting on your short stories or your novels. Now, you can do a complete novel chapter at a time here, okay? You know, I mean, you just got to load up each chapter. What I did is just copy from the website, which means I brought in the photos, the images also, okay? So the chapter has images. But because I just copied the actual website and the way it's constructed, and I popped it in here, just pasted it, boom, the images showed up. So if we start cross-promoting each other, that has to help broaden our own businesses.
Right. So does it say how many megabytes each one has to be? Like I've got the chapter one of Spirit of the Crystal. It's I have it, you know, on my website, and I have it on a M3 movie. And see, my books are all illustrated, and they're large. They're not just text. So that's
right.
My problem of how I share my short stories, because there's so many images that it's really
hard. Okay, here's what I've only been here 72 hours, and I haven't lived.
Okay,
I'm going to give you an example. I posted just a few minutes ago or an hour ago the short story, The Treasure Pool, okay? I want to read it. I want to read The Treasure Pool, okay? Because I have, I think, four or five images in here which are good-sized, high-res images. And again, what I did is I went to our website and just took the story, not from the back room, but from the public view, and copied that, which means I picked up the images and plopped them right in here. 24 people have read 20. Oh, and this has that thing we just talked about, increasing the font size automatically. So they're using that same plugin or one of those plugins. But if you go to Treasure Pool on Booksy, you will see the images. And I didn't put those in. I just copy and pasted the whole article right in there.
Okay, well, would you suggest I use a PDF or the MP4 movie?
No, don't use MP4 movies. Just copy and paste. Yeah,
they're all JPEGs, so I have everything is a JPEG. I don't have.
Yeah, that's what these were. That's what these were. How can we do? We're not sharing screens. We should be screen sharing all this stuff.
Yeah, I've got to get my Skype to work.
Well, I'm in there. I mean, I'm just putting myself in, changing my picture from Frank, and I just use Facebook. And occupation. Now, what does it mean when it says I am and it says not set? Crazy? Ridiculous?
I don't know where you are. Where are you, Nancy?
I'm filling out my
greatness. Okay.
What occupation am I?
You're an author.
You're an author.
But...
they don't give all those categories to us, though, when they usually sign us up, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, they have that. It says here, my writing goals, and it asked me this before I even got in there. It says, I've already published on Amazon or some other site, and so I picked that one.
Yep,
but
that's who you are.
It
that's
says
the same
up
thing
here
I do.
Under first name, Nancy, last name, my pen name is Nancy Lou Henderson, then last name is Henderson. I am a... blank.
Yeah, you're a blank. That we know that, but you're.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it's not. It's perfectly fine. And gender is empty. Occupation is empty. And city.
Yeah. Yeah, you, you, well, you
I guess I need to
in.
Feel that out.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, you can if you want to. I mean, again, I brought this up.
Yeah, it says writer and reader, so I guess I could be both.
Yeah, writer and reader. Sure, I'm a reader. See, the Chuck Bartok is a person on here, and you know I'm not an author. I signed up as a reader.
You can keep your gender private if you want.
Right. No, I put my gender in there. It was the 37th gender in the 37th.
Let me insert here. I brought up Booksy.com, and the first thing it took me to was a Facebook Booksy.com. So they're on Facebook and the
.com. Oh, yes, they do have a Facebook page, absolutely, yes.
They let me come right in off of Facebook. Sign up.
Now, here's the thing, Donna. Many times when we type in the address bar where we want to go, we sometimes a drop down thing shows and we hit the first one we see. But if you just typed in the address bar the words Booksy.com and hit enter.
Here it is. Okay, it's here. I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, all right.
I got it. Okay, I'll have to do.
Yeah.
By the way, the snake had 5 rattles.
Oh, did it really? Wow,
yeah,
you got a good mama, huh? Was she pregnant?
I don't know. I just cut the head off it and put it in a milk jug, and my husband cuts the shaker off for his collection, and the poor thing goes on his way.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hey, Chuck, did you see that you can put a YouTube video URL in here?
Well, yes, ma'am, and if you look at James Strauss, you'll see his YouTube video.
Well, I've got a couple of them.
It's an interview by Chuck Bartok interviewing James Strauss.
Yeah, I've got a...
I really think there's more to this site, and I'm not a fan of giving other people our work. I want to make that very clear to everybody, okay? You know, what I'm doing is taking my time and energy. I'm taking the creations of Jim and putting them on somebody else's site over which I have no control.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole goal is to send people to our site. Now, I did hear, if you look down on his site, it's published books. You have to be on Amazon to have those located, but it takes you right to Amazon, okay? So I have Arch Patton, the Bering Sea, 30 Days, Island in the Sand, 30 Days, Arch Patton, Down in the Valley. Okay? They're hoping that this same system will be up, but you can be sent to your website by page.
Well, when you click on his books, does it go to Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay,
they're somehow
associated with Amazon too, but they're definitely associated with Facebook because when I came over here, it said, would you like to... use your Facebook file to come over here, and I did that, and that's a lot simpler. It wouldn't let me put in a password the other way.
Right? No, they just that. That's what. See, now here's my problem. Chuck Bartok is a member of Booksy.
Uh huh.
And so is James Strauss. So what I have to do is, if I want to come in as James Strauss, I have to go to Facebook, log out as Chuck Bartok, log into Facebook as James Strauss, and then go to Booksy.
That's because you're a multi-personality. You
well,
can
I
even
can
do
also
that
do it
with me.
Nancy Henderson, you really, Nancy Lou Henderson, you really.
You know
like that, right?
You know what's really fun is when you like something as Nancy Lou Henderson, and I'm going, what the heck? I didn't like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think one time I told you, I said, you need to decide who you are and what gender you are.
Yeah. Well,
when it comes in handy,
yeah,
you know.
It does.
At first, so, you know, when you're not used to going back and forth and you were helping me keep up with some of it, right. It was great.
Well, I've been pretty much leaving you alone, you know. So we have,
but and I miss you. See, I have to work hard now.
I know. Jerry, have you looked at any of this?
I just logged into Booksy or pulled it up. I haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah,
I will be before the night is over.
Yeah, I've got
a meeting to go to. I muted myself and was trying to eat.
Right.
So I just got it on here so that I'll have it for later, and I will be doing something with this. That is a tremendous opportunity.
I think so. Well, again,
yeah.
That's, you know, and like I said, you said it well. Pay $29 to have 783. That in itself is a good return on investment.
Yeah, and
not
and
that they buy
you,
it.
If you don't get any more. Yeah, and that's only 3 days, and that $29 for a year.
Yeah.
You know,
well, even
this is a new site too, Chuck. This is a new website that they've.
I believe it's new, meaning, you know, it's not 20 years old on the internet.
Okay.
But if you go to the website and look at popular reads and popular shelves, by the way, you can make your own shelf. I don't want to go into all the details. You guys can read about it. But I'm looking at here. I looked at popular shelves. Okay. Southland Snuffies, August 18th, had 192 reads and 23 comments. 2016. No, this was 2016. 2014, so they're not brand new.
Okay, they're not brand new, yeah.
No, but they do have... See what they're doing is they're showing me, because I'm logged in as Jim, they're showing me war and military books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just figuring that's what I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
looks real interesting, yes.
We talked about paying money like any... Oh, welcome, new writers. There's Nancy Lou Anderson. I'm going to click on her profile. No, I'm sitting here, and I'm going to become a fan of... James Strauss. Don't tell him I'm doing this, please. He's up in Washington.
Oh, my God! He's going to...
I think the world will know, Chuck.
I can't figure out how to.
I have to remember who I. You know, when I go and like, you know, sometimes I've been known to go to the Indian tribal casino. Sometimes I've been known to do that, and all the cashiers, of course. Anyway, I never know which driver's license I'm taking out to give. I have to be very careful. So I have so many identities. I don't know. Okay. Okay.
You know, this is great. Up by my name, you can click on that little arrow and you get your portfolio profile, messages, fans,
yep.
News,
yep.
Reading list, comment, stats. Everything is right there like a website.
I think it's better than Facebook in some ways.
It's so much easier.
And if we go and visit other people, you see what I mean? The whole idea.
You have to go on shelves. Is that what they're telling you to do, is go and get on a
shelf?
Well,
I went to the word read up at top.
Uh-huh.
And find something great to read. There's 414,276 results. So, no, it's not a new website, guys.
Well, it's better than millions on Amazon.
Yes. There's a place for podcasts, which I just saw, and guess what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
the bookstore... Discover some of the hottest books published by Booksy members. To add your published book, become a premium member. Well, I am. So actually, we can put our books here.
What did you do to become premium?
I paid $29 and some cents.
For the year?
For the year, yes, ma'am.
Well, and even at $9.95 to enter a contest, that's... You waste that on a post sometimes, you know, sending it out. And
yeah.
So why not enter a contest with, and he writes so well. I mean, you know, we're not talking about someone like that.
That's what brought us in here. I was going to enter a contest. Now they have other, here they had a comedy writing contest. And you can go to that contest winners. You can go and see what kind of books won before, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's a poetry contest, 2018. The winner and the runners-up. Young Writer Short Story Contest. Young Writer Short Story. I mean, there's all kind. I didn't realize. Again, I'm not trying to take everybody's time here. But
my widow's blogs would be fun in the comic.
Yep.
Some of them.
It's humor.
Some of
it's
them.
Humor.
Just the way I think would be fun over there. I could just go throw something over there and say.
Okay. I just put in the find something great to read. I just hit the word new. And then underneath that, there's a list of keywords like love, romance, life, death, poetry, fantasy, poem, fiction. I'm going to click on war. And just to see if Jim's popped up.
Do you have to like a certain author? Is that what you do?
Well, I don't know. I liked you as Jim just now, and I'll.
It says become a fan. So what? You just click on that?
Yeah. Become a fan.
Connect.
I'm
going to
sign up for this, Chuck, and you can check on me later. But I've got to focus okay. My brain on it. I know. Things at once, so I got
to. Okay, thank you. Hey, everybody, who's 704?
That would be Lori McGordy from North Carolina.
Lori McGordy, we were talking about you earlier. We were saying bad things about you. Welcome, Lori.
Hi.
I'm glad you just showed up because I just got the CSS code to change how your logo will show. So I'll take care of that and share that with you later. But welcome, Lori. You've been here before or not?
I have not.
Okay, everybody. This young lady, Lori McGordy, is very much like Donna Sutherland, a woman of many talents. She is an artist. She is an artist. I mean, you know, sells art. She's also one of those people who can help your life. There's 100 words for it, but she's involved into the good things in life, yoga, and positive aspects. And she's an authoress. And she's just working on her website because her book will be published soon.
Mm-hmm.
And Lori and I met through, we met through Tony, right?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony Mihalski introduced us at Callisti Publishing.
Sure did.
So Lori, we have 530 is Donna Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown caller. Who's the unknown caller this time? Is that you, Donna, also?
No, it's me. I was on my cell phone earlier. Yeah.
Oh, was it? It's Jay. Okay, Jay Cadmus, and then Jerry Callison, the author of the wonderful book Rotund Roland, and then Nancy Lou Henderson, who nobody knows, but you know she tries to. We're trying to help the world know who Nancy Lou is.
I hear a lot about Nancy everywhere I go. Nancy's name pops up lately.
Yes, she's done a hell of a job of branding. I'll tell you that.
She's
you
good know. At
what
it.
What did I do? Hey, tell me where.
Where? Well, mostly Facebook and I don't know. I just
well, Texas. Anywhere in southern Texas, you know, her name is plastered all over the place. Her picture in the post office, and there's all kinds of things.
Yeah,
going
no, on. I have to watch that deal. you know, you're fixing to get a message, and it says when you want to become a fan, you have to send your intentions, and I'm putting my intentions are honorable.
This is on Booksy, huh? On Booksy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I've never heard of that. That's really cool.
That's terrible. Anyway, Lori, I'm glad you showed up. We're going to wrap it up quickly, but that's kind of the way it is on these things. We have spent the day, and of course the recording will be available, and I will post this one on my website to download the whole show and mention everybody that's on the show today to get you some more exposure. No, we do have our clothes on, but we still want you to be exposed. And we've been talking about a site that I just came upon 3 days ago called Booksy, BOOKSIE.com. And I don't want to repeat everything that we did. Nancy just joined up. And I put some short stories up there 72 hours ago, and they've had 723 reads.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's what this show's been about. And, you know.
Well, I'll have to listen to the recording.
Right. There we go. We'll get it back to you soon.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, this all has to do with websites also, because what I'm going to do on Jim's site is I'm going to put the link to his Booksy profile in his About Me page with a sentence like, hey, I hang around a lot. I do blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you might want to check me out at Booksy also. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, you know. Because it's a different slant on things.
Mm-hmm.
Because right there, they can go and see the all the Amazon books published, or they can read short stories for free, see.
Mm. Speaking of Amazon, Chuck,
mm-hmm.
when you publish a book through Ingram Sparks, mm-hmm. do they show up on Amazon?
If you tell them to.
Yeah, you go to your author's page and you say,
right.
This is my book. It will come to there. Because yeah, I don't have anything published through Ingram Sparks.
Yeah.
But
It's interesting. What we have Ingram Sparks only publish our hardcover books.
I have Barnes & Noble for my hardcovers, but they're not.
Okay. Well, we liked, I mean, yes, I looked at Barnes & Noble publishes our paperbacks along with Amazon. So I have two people publishing the paperbacks. And we do have audiobooks on, I mean, not audiobooks, but the EPUB on Barnes & Noble for the Nook Reader. And then, of course, the Kindle. So we went to Ingram Sparks last year and uploaded and did all the things. See, we had to change the cover size. There's change, you know, it's not all the same simple,
yeah,
dimple thing.
Yeah, everything's different, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it cost a total of $89 to get going on Ingram Sparks. But they've been sending checks every month, and I don't really care where they came from.
Don't they supply all the book distributors?
Pardon me?
Don't they supply to all of the bookstores and the...
Well, those that want to. Let me put it that way.
Yes.
Those that want to, you know. And Jerry, I think, has more experience with that than I do.
Well, but, I haven't actually uploaded anything there yet, but they have wider distribution than KDP.
Yeah.
Or Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is going to try and keep everything in-house.
Right.
So,
did y'all see that? Excuse me. Did y'all see that Barnes & Noble has a new buyer? He's going to try to get it back and going again?
Yes. Yes, somebody is buying the company.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of, it's quite, we're not going to tell everybody that it's you, are we, Nancy?
I'm not buying them.
Oh,
they're so well, you know, everybody thinks, there's the first thing they think of is Barnes & Noble when you ask them anything. And they really, you know, the bookstores went down, and I think he's trying to get it back up. I don't know how much online type thing there will be, but
I haven't sold anything through Barnes & Noble. Nothing.
Me neither. Really? I sold to myself.
I think last month our check was a whopping $48 from Barnes & Noble. But then again, we don't push people that way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We push people to our website because, again, I just want to say this very clear, and Nancy understands it, and so do some other people. When you go to the website and buy a book or buy the audio, with the audio, there's only a 3% charge, which happens to be the PayPal charge, and it cost me $2 to buy the flash drive that I'm going to send you. So on a $13.95 audio, we make a lot. When Amazon sells the audio for $23, I think I get six.
Right.
So we like people to buy on site because even with books, we get a much higher margin of pure profit on the books we sell on the website. So again, that's what I'm trying to focus our marketing to. And using things like Booksy, maybe more people will look for it, look for the website, just because they're looking for the name. So I don't know, you know.
All
right. Jeff?
Yes.
I've got something that y'all may be interested in, and it's on the same topic because I've heard people mention Barnes & Noble, Ingram & Spark, and a few other things. But there's a show that I participate, or a webinar I participate in on every Friday at 9 o'clock Central Time by newshelves.com.
Okay.
That's the word newshelves.com. And they have a free advice Friday. And you can send in your questions, and Amy Collins will.
Oh, Amy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know Amy Collins?
Yeah, she's fabulous. She's fabulous.
I took a seminar from her a couple of years ago, and she was excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd pop that in there, but, you know.
We appreciate that. Every mm-hmm. resource we can use and share is going to help everybody. And, you know, that's the idea. Like I said, books is the hot button today. I may get bored with it tomorrow. But we do have a lot more short stories.
It's a good one. I'm glad you shared it.
Good.
Well, I'm glad I got on here today, and I have got to bow out. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, thank you very much for being here, because we're all going to be I'm going to be bowing out, because last time I went a little beyond, and my wife was very stern with me today, so I'm going to have to leave quickly. But as everybody knows, for those of you that want to, this bridge line can stay open as long as you want. So it closes. The only thing that won't be is it won't be recorded, okay? I just want to let you know. You guys, very few of you have met Lori McGorty. I think that she's really a fantastic lady. We haven't met personally, but I'm looking forward to heading her way to the East Coast next year. And get to know each other. And that's what this whole show was originally started in 2005, to help people build their businesses by getting to know each other and learning how to cross promote. And that's, you know, I don't mind spending my time and energy promoting Jerry, Jay, Donna. I know we can't do it all the time, you know, every minute of the day. But Nancy, if you go to Nancy's website, down the right side, she has her favorite websites of other authors with a picture of the author there. And she's not collecting money for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, but here's the thing. What it really does is it turns around and bites you, you see, because she's actually putting her website out there with more credibility.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. she's not just Nancy. You see what I mean? And Google has these algorithms and these little robots that run around, and they like that. No follow and follow links. I made a comment today on Quora, which is kind of a waste. I'm just not a big fan of Quora, but I do spend time here. And I, you know, somebody asked the question, and I said, well, about commenting on websites. I use Google Alerts. Every morning they send me all the articles that have been posted on the World Wide Web in the last 24 hours that had to do with the few keywords I'm interested in. Okay? I look down that list, and if it looks like somebody knew how to write or has an interesting headline, I click on it. I go to the website. I read it. If I get bored with it in the first paragraph, I'm gone. But if I like the article, I scroll down to the bottom and comment, leaving a relevant comment, not always agreeing with the person, but a relevant comment. And I have said this on the show, I get traffic to an old website of mine from people who read that comment yesterday, clicked on my name, and when they clicked on my name, they were sent to my website. Because Google Analytics shows you where your traffic comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the URL of that site that I commented on 4 years ago. So, again, this is another, and it doesn't cost a thing to do that except 2 or 3 minutes of your time and energy. So, guys, I really appreciate you. I'm going to say goodbye to all of our friends. This is Chuck Bartok from the banks of the Sacramento River with You Can Build It, Your Business, our 438th episode. Looking forward to talking to everybody next week. And remember, our guest today, NancyLouHenderson.com, JLCallison.com, I'm pretty sure. We have Donna Sederlund, SEDDERLUND, Lori McGorty.
E-T.
What is it?
Setter, S-E-T-T-E-R.
I'm sorry. I always make that mistake. Lori McGorty, a new guest, and I hope we'll hear more from her. Brand-new website, just being, it's not very far, LoriMcGorty.com, MCGOURTY.com. And 202, Gerara showed up. Gerara was with us. We also had Jay Cadmus with us today. Everybody, this is Chuck Bartok saying go out and have a great day, because we all know there is no alternative.
Love it.